Welcome to episode one of what we're calling the Collar and Elbow Tie Up podcast. Tim the Hitman Ditman with Colin Likas. Colin, what would your wrestling name
oh,
be?
Oh, man, I should have thought of this beforehand. Oh, jeez. You know what? Come back to me on episode two, and I will totally have one ready.
All right, we'll have to work on that. All right, Royal Rumble this weekend. Let's go ahead and start with, on the SmackDown side, AJ Styles versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Kind of an interesting build-up for this one with it being a handicap match. I mean, obviously, AJ, I think, is the best all-around competitor in wrestling right now.
I would agree with that.
By a lot of accounts, but I don't know where I see this one going.
Yeah, it's a weird matchup just because of the build for it with Shane McMahon and Daniel Bryan. I mean, Sammy went over on AJ last night on SmackDown, so logic would dictate that AJ wins, but logic doesn't always work in WWE, so.
Just when you think you've got something figured out.
Yeah. It's hard to say. I mean, apparently I've read that Kevin Owens is working injured, so that could be an issue for if they were planning on putting the belt on him or both of them. I don't know what the co-champions deal is, but I feel like AJ retains. That's just my thought.
Okay. All right, Brock Lesnar, Braun Strowman, and Kane for the Universal Championship on the Raw side. You know, maybe I'm in the minority here, but Brock Lesnar just does not do it for me. Oh. I just don't see the appeal. I don't think he's a good worker, and he's obviously terrible on the mic because that's why he has Paul Heyman as his manager.
He never shows up either.
And he never shows up.
Which is brutal.
I think he's like a larger than life. I mean, he's a celebrity more than a wrestler, and so that's why I think that he has a huge appeal. But as a champion, I never saw the appeal.
As a champion, it's tough. And I mean, back when he first debuted, I thought he was a really solid worker. He put in some great matches. Of course, he matched with some great guys, Kurt Angle being a key one, and Kurt could put a broom over, honestly. I totally am on your page. I would be cool with them pulling the trigger on Braun finally, but I don't know. Again, WWE logic, who knows?
I agree with you. I think Braun, I mean, obviously you see the things, you know, he does, his kind of larger than life.
Yeah, he's larger than everyone.
And I don't know, you kind of just have to appreciate the stuff that they come up with him to do.
The guy flipped over a semi-truck.
I never would have thought, when he flipped over the ambulance and then right most recently, that to me harkens back to the Attitude Era.
Yes.
That's stuff you would see back then.
Yes.
And so I will give WWE credit for doing that.
Yes.
At least being a little innovative, because it would be real easy to just present him as another Brock Lesnar type and just say, I'm a big, strong guy.
Right.
But they actually add a little depth,
and they've worked super hard to put him over. It's just a matter of when are they going to put the title on him, because there's no other end game. You don't just end it by having him walk around without the title.
I agree. All right, first ever women's Royal Rumble match.
Yes,
this is pretty cool.
Yes, long overdue.
I guess the big question is Ronda Rousey going to show up?
That is the big question, and everybody assumes if she does that she probably has like a 50-50 shot of winning.
Right.
I don't know if that's true or not, but it'd be interesting.
I don't know. Part of me wants to see it just because I like the idea of kind of doing the UFC WWE crossover.
Yeah, and they do.
Shayna Baszler in the mix.
Yep.
And Cyborg was in the mix for a while with Becky Lynch, but that kind of went away.
Yeah, they had like the four. Well, they have the four horsewomen from NXT, and now they've got the four. I don't know if what they give the UFC women what their name is, the four something, but maybe it's not four anymore. Maybe it's just a few.
So I guess what I have seen is the build would be building to Asuka versus Ronda Rousey at WrestleMania, and I don't know. I'd love to see that.
Yeah, I think it's either Asuka versus Ronda Rousey at WrestleMania, or if Ronda wins the Rumble, Ronda versus Charlotte at WrestleMania, which would also be because Charlotte, she's not the same on the same level as Kurt Angle right now, but she could also put over a broom, I feel like, in the women's division. So, and Ronda, I'm just curious to see how that works in the Royal Rumble if she shows up, because I know she's been training to wrestle professionally, but I mean, it can't have been that long, so it might feel similar to like a Kurt Angle situation when he first started.
You know, I think the physical part of it, I think she'll be able to
pick up. The stamina part, sure, yeah.
Easily,
but,
you know, based on her brief appearance at WrestleMania, was it a year ago, 2 years
ago?
Yeah,
it's been 2 years, I think.
her mic skills need work.
Sure,
obviously.
Sure. Yeah.
That... So, you know, if she wants to be, and I don't know how that would be received by the hardcore wrestling fans if you bring an outsider in, you know, the first Women's Royal Rumble, and you let a UFC person win it.
That
and...
might anger some people.
So I don't know. I would still love to see Ronda Rousey versus Asuka at WrestleMania.
I would too. And...
I don't know how this. Yeah. As I look at this list here, I don't know who I'm picking.
Yeah, nobody's. Yeah, I mean, it's like what I'm hearing is a lot of people are 50-50 between Asuka and Ronda. If Ronda shows up, a lot of people are on Paige's boat, but she's out forever now,
yeah,
unfortunately.
Her career sounds like it's over.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're not doing a very good job picking.
I'm going to go with Asuka for the Royal Rumble.
That's
if
fine.
She doesn't get it, it's going to be some chicanery involving one of those factions. Like, I guess it would be Absolution for the Raw side, just screwing her up somehow.
All right, the Men's Royal Rumble. This is another one where I have no idea where this is going to go.
Yeah, well, I have ideas. I have ideas for where I would like it to go and where I think it's going to go.
Okay.
Where I think it's going to go for the third time in 5 years, Roman Reigns, because they took the Intercontinental title off him on Monday.
Right.
So it's kind of all set up for that, and they've been playing toward Brock versus Roman, although that would also mean that Braun couldn't win the title on Sunday, which would be unfortunate, but hey. Where I would like it to go, I have two options. I would really like to see The Miz win, honestly. I don't think he would, just because he is the Intercontinental Champion.
And, you know, as much as people despise him,
he's
up there with AJ Styles.
He's over like Rover.
He's one of the best workers, both physically and on the mic, of this generation.
Yes, he is, and he's entertaining, and he's passionate, and he's just good. I mean, he's fun to watch.
Well, I mean, he, like, you know, Brock was an outsider because he came from the world of reality TV, but he proved his worth over the years.
He has. Yeah.
I mean, you look at back when he first debuted, he was terrible.
Yes. Oh, yes.
But he
stumbled over his first promo.
He has come along by leaps and bounds.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Yeah.
I would.
I have nothing but good things to say about
him. I just don't know how they would get the Intercontinental title off of him. I mean, that would be a long and winding road. But I think he's a guy who's deserving of being in the main event scene at this point.
That would be the one that would make the most sense, but it'll probably end up being Roman
Reigns. It probably will.
Just because WWE likes to give the middle finger to the fans.
The only other option I'd really like to see, although looking at the screen I'm looking at now, I wish Samoa Joe was healthy. He'd be a great pick to win it.
Right.
But if Braun doesn't win the title match, because the Royal Rumble is going to go on last, it always does, I would love to see Braun come in at like number 20 through 23 range and just destroy everybody and get a WrestleMania shot just to get his heat back. But man, that would be a long, drawn out storyline to take it to WrestleMania for him to finally win the title.
So we'll see this Sunday, and we'll see where this podcast goes.
Yes.
If people like it, maybe we'll do this on a regular
basis. Please like it. It would be fun to keep doing this.
and let us know what you we'll post this on our website and social media,
and help me come up with a wrestling name too.
Yes. we need to give Colin his gimmick.
Yes.
So maybe leave us a comment. All right, that'll do it for episode 1, and hopefully we'll be back with you soon. Enjoy the Rumble.